Welcome to In Faith Network Radio. Celebrate Christ with us as we go behind the scenes of Christian entertainment to reveal hidden blessings and share with the Christian community. In Faith Network Radio.
Hello and welcome to In Faith Network Radio. I'm your host, Sheila English. You know, I love the very thought of Christmas. I love the thought of, you know, peace on earth, of, you know, the birth of our Savior. There's, you know, there's something about this season that just makes my heart feel good. So, you know, when I found out that we'd secured just one of the most amazing Christian authors, and she writes books that are certainly going to touch your heart. I was thrilled, and I want to tell you a little bit about her. She's award-winning author Lena Nelson Dooley. She has more than 800,000 books in print, and just let that sink in for a moment. Her book, Love Finds You in Golden, New Mexico, was given the 2011 Will Rogers Medallion Award for Excellence in Publishing Western Literature. Her McKenna's Daughter series, and we are going to talk about that, I promise, Maggie's Journey, received the 2012 Sella Award for Historical Novels. And the third book, Catherine's Pursuit, released this year. In addition to her writing, Lena mentors other authors and received the ACFW Mentor of the Year Award. So this is someone who just gives and gives on so many levels. You know, she's a frequent speaker at women's groups, writers' groups, and conferences. She is also one of the co-hosts, I found out recently, of Gate Beautiful Blog Talk Radio Show. Welcome, Lena.
Thank you. Thank you very much. How are you? I'm glad to be here, Sheila.
Well, I am so glad. You know, honestly, if people knew how hard you and I have worked toward this moment,
they probably wouldn't believe it.
Yeah, I know, right? It's like, yeah, truth is stranger than fiction.
Yes. If you put that in a novel, the publisher would say, that would never happen.
Right?
Yeah.
So, you know, just so our listeners kind of can have a little of the inside scoop, we have just had a hit and miss go on trying to get Lena on here, been so excited. You know, our mutual friend Anita Higman, who I just adore, you know, put us together, was really excited. And then the first time I ended up getting sick. I know that was not fun for me either. And then I thought I had a technical problem with the radio station, and actually it ended up being operator error, and I had to eat crow and admit that, yeah, I think it was me that caused that problem. But I have to say, Lena, you've been so kind and gracious and a wonderful sense of humor about it all, and here we are. I'm absolutely thrilled to have you.
Well, life happens. While we're trying to carry out our plans, life happens,
right?
And I've learned that for sure. And
well,
I'm glad
to say,
to be
you
here.
This is, like I said, we finally got here. I feel like I've won the lottery. Before I go too far, I do want to let our listeners know I put the live chat session up for those of you who would like to comment or just kind of have a sense of community as we're talking. Send us a question if you'd like to, or you can call us 646-200-4071. I did set up a toll-free number for tonight, too. That's 877-497-5906. And, of course, after the live show, we post the podcast and write up a little blog that goes on readersentertainment.com, and you'll find that under our Christian channel in Faith Network. I also know a lot of our listeners love to check out the author's website during the show, so I'm going to give you, it's Lena's blog, and you've got to go check it out.
Well,
I
have both a website and a blog. My website lenanelsondooley.com.
So we have Lena, which is L-E-N-A, Lena Nelson, and it's S-O-N, Dooley, D-O-O-L-E-Y. So we have lenanelsondooley.com, and then we have lenanelsondooley.blogspot.com. So, you know, and you and I were just talking about your social media. You are, you're everywhere.
Well, these days you almost have to be because publishing is really tight right now, Christian publishing, and publishers want you to have what they call a platform. They want you to be known. They want people to be able to find you and connect with you. And actually, writing is a very solitary business, and I love social networking because I can connect with my readers. And when I started writing, there was no way to do that except through their letters to you or to the publisher about your books. I love the fact that I get to meet socially on the internet, and I had a book signing earlier this year. I think it was in October, in on the other side of the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex at a store, and there were two women who have followed me on social media, and they drove 200 miles. To come and meet me face to face. That was so wonderful. I loved that.
Oh, I bet. Oh, that would be a thrill.
It is.
So
it's neat.
So you're, and you know, and we're going to, before we let you go, we definitely will come back and revisit the whole social media thing, because I do want to let people know all the different ways that they can interact with you, in addition to driving 200 miles, but maybe a shorter drive, you know, from your computer. But you know what, I'm really interested in having you maybe talk a little bit about, you know, the kind of books that you write, and more specifically, the current series that you're working on. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Okay, the one I'm working on, or the one that we just finished?
Let's talk about the one you just finished. Let's go with that.
Okay, McKenna's Daughters. Yeah, I write a lot of different kinds of things. If you go to my website or go on Amazon or whatever and put my name in it, you can find all kinds of books. Because I've written, I have more than 30 book releases, you know. But I have, it's whatever, I write proposals, and my agent sends them out, and it's whatever the publisher buys. I've had some contemporaries, I've had some mysteries, I have one mystery and one suspense, and I've had, you know, but I pretty well have settled into a, historical in the 1800s, more late 1800s than early. I do have a pirate book that was in early 1800s, but this is a time period that I really love, and I've done a lot of research in it, and like the book you talked about, La Fonda and Golden New Mexico, was set in that time period, and in the 1890s, and then the McKenna's Daughter series, the prologue in the first two books starts in 1867, because that's when the girls are born. They are identical triplets that are born on one of the last wagon trains on the Oregon Trail. And then their mother dies giving birth before they reach the end of the Oregon Trail. And they're separated. And they don't find out that they have sisters until near their 18th birthday. And the thing is, they have a lot of things that they're alike in because they are identical triplets, but then they have a lot of things that they are not alike in because of the different environments they were raised in. Maggie, of Maggie's Journey, was raised by a wealthy family, and she doesn't even know that she's adopted, and that makes for an interesting story. And then Mary, in Mary's Blessing, which I left Mary's Blessing out of my bio up there, Mary's Blessing is book two, and you did mention that Maggie's Journey received the CELA Award. Mary's Blessing finaled in the CELA Award this year, And there are only three finalists in each category, so to me that's as good as a win, you know, if you're one of the top three. And Mary was raised by a farming family. And so their environments were very, very different. And then Catherine's Pursuit released this year in February, and I'm entering this book in contests for next year, but Catherine is the daughter that the father kept. And her family is a wealthy family. Now, the first girl, her parents were, Maggie's parents were fairly wealthy, but not as wealthy as the father turns out to be. But the thing about this series is my publisher and I did not realize that November is National Adoption Month, and the first book came out in October of 2011. And by the time people began to read it, I started getting letters from adoptees and their parents about my books and about how I handled the adoptive part and about the emotional part. And you can go and look on christianbook.com and amazon.com and see how many 4- and 5-star reviews are on there. And both of these books got, well, all three of them had 4-star reviews in Romantic Times. So what else do you want to know?
Well, you know, we talked a little bit about this earlier, too, is, you know, you were saying you didn't realize that, you know, it was National Adoption Month, and you really got a lot of feedback from people who had been adopted or had, you know, knew about adoption, or, you know, had been touched by adoption in some way. And I was just kind of curious as to when those started coming in, you know, did you say to yourself, you know, this is a blessing in disguise, this is not, you know, really what I thought I was getting myself into? I mean, how did that feel?
Well, I did
when
feel
you
like it
realized.
Yeah, I did feel like it was a blessing. The first one that wrote me about the adoption part said, "Are you aware that November is National Adoption Month?" And I went, "No, I'm not." You know. And then she began to pour out her heart about how she felt about the book. That's a God thing. It has to be.
Yes.
You know, we didn't plan it. I didn't plan it. My publisher, they didn't know either, because when I let them know, I would forward to them some of the things to the marketing department, some of the things I received, and they were surprised too. As you say, it was a blessing from the Lord. Not only the fact that He gave me the stories and helped me write them, but then He touched them with blessing by using them to touch other people's hearts.
And I love that.
That's why I write. I'm a storyteller, but more than that, I want to touch people. I want to help change their lives. And because I won't write anything that doesn't have a spiritual thread in it. I just can't. But it's woven into the story. I don't hit people over the head with the Bible or with scriptures
right.
quoted every other page, but it's woven into people's lives in my stories. Because that's how I live, and that's how my family lives. The spiritual part of our life is just an integral part of us, and I try to make that an integral part of the stories.
You know, it does make me wonder. You know, how did your writing journey begin? Did you always want to write?
Well, I grew up in a family that did write. I mean, everybody wrote, not for publication. But we all wrote. You kept journals, you did this, you did that, you know. And so I thought writing was just a natural part of life. And then I married a man who didn't read or write. Now, don't misunderstand me. He was not illiterate. He did not like to read, and he did not like to write. And I'm like, wow, what's this all about? And I have always, I mean, wherever I was, whatever I was doing, like, when I was first in women's groups, you know, at church, if we needed a program, I wrote it. When we had daughters, we started a puppet ministry in the church, and were puppeteers, but I wrote the scripts. And I have a drama background, and I became a drama director in churches, and many times I wrote the scripts. I've just always written. And in the back of my mind was kind of a, you know those pie in the sky, they'll never happen kind of dreams you have? And I never even thought about writing as a profession, but I thought, you know, wouldn't it be great to write the great American novel? Now, don't misunderstand, I'll never write the great American novel, but I'm writing the novels that God wants me to. And it's really amazing. If you go to my website and go to the About Me page on my website, there is a testimony there of how God told me to become a professional writer. And he used events in 1 week in May of 1984 to show me and tell me that he wanted me to become a professional writer. And it's very amazing. And ever since then, he has been with me. Now, I wrote my first novel between August 1984 and January 1985. And the book was not published. I submitted and all of the kind of things. We didn't have writer's groups back then, and I didn't know anything about. I just was a storyteller, and I told a story. And it was not published until 1992. So that was, 8 years. And then it was another 10 years before my second book was published. But then since 2002, then I've had all these other book releases. But God has led me. And in that 10 years when I was not being published, God was using writing things that he would bring into my life to help me grow as a writer. And I'm still growing. I'm still learning and still... you have to do that or you go backwards, you know.
Right.
But that's how it all kind of came about.
Well, I have to ask, I mean, it's kind of been this, especially the last 10 years, this truly is an amazing journey for you. What has been the most wonderful thing a fan ever said about your writing? Something that really, really touched you or surprised you or something like that?
Well, I'll tell you about two things. One was early on. It was with the second book. And I got a letter that had been sent to the publisher that the publisher forwarded to me that was a private letter to me from a reader. And this reader said that she was giving up on everything. And she was waiting till everyone else in the house left so that she could take care of leaving this planet. And it was a little book. It was a little heart song book, you know, a 45,000-word book or 50,000 or something like that. Anyway, she picked up that book because it was sitting there, and she was reading it, waiting for everybody to leave. And she said in the letter, "Not only did you encourage me, but you renewed my faith." And when I read that letter, I sat here at the dining room table and cried for 30 minutes. I told God, I said, "God, if she was the only person I wrote that book for, it was worth every moment of it." Of course, she wasn't the only person, because I've had other people tell me how their lives were changed by that specific book. But then another thing I want to share with you, and you'll think this is crazy, okay?
Okay.
That I think is one of the most wonderful things that a person ever said about one of my books, and that is, it was Maggie's Journey. When Catherine's Pursuit came out, my publisher put Maggie's Journey free ebook for 8 days. And I didn't get the numbers from Kobo and Nook and iBooks and all that. I never did get the numbers for those, but over 56,000 people downloaded Maggie's Journey. And
wow.
A lot of people that was on Amazon. And a lot of people on Amazon, they just download free books and they don't pay attention to what they really are. They don't pay attention that they're a Christian book or whatever. So this lady wrote this about Maggie's Journey, and she said, "When I ordered this book, I didn't know that it was a Christian book. I don't read Christian books." And she said, "But I started this book." And she said, "You know, this writing was really, really good. And this author had a good story." She said, It had Christian stuff in it, but not so much that it really, really bothered me. And she said, "You know, if someone were to give me the other two books free, I'd read them too." And I thought that was a hoot. And I thought that in it, that's a really good review. Someone who does not read books wouldn't even think about reading a book, a Christian book.
Right. And you think about it, you think about a genre that you know you wouldn't read, and then you maybe accidentally get it not realizing that's what it is until you get into the story. I think that just says a lot about, you know, they call it the author's voice. And, you know, when we call it that, of course, it's not your speaking voice, which is still charming all in and of itself. But, you know, when we talk about the author's voice, you know, that's it's the way that you write and the fluidity of that and your personality that kind of comes through as you're doing your storytelling. And I think that if you can get somebody to enjoy a genre that they would never have picked up, you know, even free, some people won't pick it up. This is not your genre, you know, because a lot of people don't realize it's not just the money, but it's the time that you invest to read the book.
Right.
And you get somebody that says, "Yeah, I would never pick that up, but this was really good."
Yeah.
That absolutely is a fantastic review.
When I won the Will Rogers Medallion Award, there had never been a Christian book win it, and there had never been a romance book. And that book was a Christian romance. And when they gave the award at National Cowboy Day in Fort Worth, I live near Fort Worth, and we went down to the stockyards in National Cowboy Day, and the guy who was giving the awards, they had a dinner for us, and then he had all these other books, and he was giving the awards, and then he picked up my book, and he held it up, and it has a scene in Golden, New Mexico, in the background, but then there's a girl in a blue, kind of flowered dress, holding a lacy parasol, okay.
Uh-huh.
And he said, "I've got to apologize to this author." And I'm thinking, oh, they made a mistake. I'm not winning the award, you know.
No.
And he said, "When I got this book, I didn't want to read it. It's a big, tall, old cowboy." He was an old cowboy, big white hat, and his belly hung over a little over his big silver belt buckle, you know. And he said, "I didn't want to read this book. And I had decided that I would have the rest of the committee judge this book." And then he said, "You know, the next day or two, I got to thinking, I'm the chairman of this committee. I need to read this first chapter to see if there's a story and to see if this writer can write." So he said, so I read the first chapter. And then he goes, "Darn good story. Darn good writing." It was so funny. And then he said, "Well, I decided that maybe I should read the second chapter." Now, you've read a book, I'm sure, that the first chapter was dynamite, and then the rest of the book went downhill. So I'm figuring that's probably why he did that. But then he said, I decided to read the second chapter. And the next thing I knew, it was midnight, and I was reading the last page. Now, that was pretty awesome, too.
That is. Oh, that's a hoot, too. I love that.
Yeah.
Now,
I think God
tell us a little.
Okay. God has a real sense of humor when he blesses us.
Yes, absolutely. Now, I was told you have an e-published Christmas book. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Okay. When God told me to become a professional writer back in 1984, I was working for the post office. I was an auxiliary rural mail carrier. And that in May, he told me to become a professional writer. And by August, James and I both had decided that I should stop, leave my job and write full time. And so back then, we didn't have Christian bookstores everywhere, you know. And
right.
I had decided that I was going to use part of my last paycheck to order Christian Christmas cards. And there was this catalog that we got from Siloam Springs, Arkansas. And I was sitting there looking through the catalog at the Christian Christmas books, I mean Christmas cards. And God said, what are you doing? And I thought, well, I thought you'd like this because I'm going to buy Christian Christmas cards this year. And God said, I gave you a gift, and I want you to bless other people at Christmas with your gift. And so I started writing a Christmas story, a two-page, you know, front and back of very short stories. The first one was like a dramatic monologue of Mary at Christmas, the first Christmas. And then one was Joseph, and it was called And So You Are My Son. And then I had the innkeeper's wife and Mary's mother. The year that I did Mary's mother, my youngest daughter had a baby out of wedlock, and I felt like I knew how Mary's mother felt. And a lot of these stories have had to do with what goes on in our life. When we were involved in homeless ministry, I wrote a homeless story, and after 9/11, that story was very poignant. And we, like, when my grandson was deployed to Iraq, it was an Army deployment story. I mean, you know, I've just written a story every Christmas. Well, we send that for Christmas cards. We send that with our letter, our Christmas newsletter, and it goes to people we know all over the world. We have friends, missionary friends, and different friends in other countries, and then I print some up and hand them out to people at church and give them. Sometimes I give them to whoever's waiting on me at Walmart or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And newer friends have started saying, "Well, how can I get a hold of the previous stories?" And so last year, right before Christmas, I published the book called 24 Christmases. Now, there have been a few years in there scattered out where life got in the way and I didn't write a story, but they're few and far between. Last year, it was 24 Christmases. And so it's on Barnes & Noble, and it's on Amazon as an e-book. So you can get it for any EPUB reader, or you can get it for a Kindle reader. And it has all of the stories. And then there's a place in the book that tells you, if you'll send me your email address, I mean your mailing address, if you email me your mailing address, I put you on a subscription list where you will start getting the Christmas stories every year if you like them well enough that you want them.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. So that's what that 24 Christmases is.
All right. You know, believe it or not, we are about to run out of time. We could have done an hour show.
Yes, we could have.
I think we could have done that easily. After all this, I think I still have like 10 more questions I could have come up with. This has just been so much fun. What I did promise everybody that we would circle back around to your social media, and I want to keep that promise. Can you let us know where people can find you online?
They can find me on Goodreads. They can find me on Facebook. I have both an author page and a profile on Facebook, but I'm almost maxed out on friends, so you probably need to follow me. You know, you can follow somebody who has too many friends.
Right.
So you can follow me on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm on Google+. I'm on Shout Life, which is like a Christian Facebook kind of thing. And I'm on other blogs. I'm on Just the Right Charisma blog. I am on the Christian Fiction Historical Society blog. I'm just a lot of places. You can find all of these listed on my website, LenaNelsonDooley.com. The links to them are on there in my bio.
All right. Well, Lena, I am so glad you stuck with me and were just so gracious, and this has been such a good time. Thank you so much.
Okay. If when you do the show, when you close the show down, if you stay on the phone and give me your mailing address, I'll mail you my Christmas letter.
Oh, I would love that. I would love that. Well, then I'm going to thank our listeners for joining us here at Readers Entertainment Radio, our In Faith Network program. And don't forget, you can stop by readersentertainment.com. You can go to the Christian channel where you find In Faith Network. And I will put up a little blog, make sure you get all the URLs, and the podcast will be put up there as well. So for those of you who didn't get to join us live but you still want to leave some comments or some questions, you still have that chance to do that. And thank you oh so much for joining us, and have a blessed week.
In Faith Network Radio, blessings through entertainment. www.infaithnetwork.com. Come join our ever-growing Christian community.